Well, Jermaine, it's an obvious question, isn't it, to start with, but how's that knee?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling strong. Just finished training now. No pain, no problem. So, yeah, good to go.
Yeah, I saw the video of you and your rehab that Posh did, and it looked like things are coming along, and you're kicking a ball, which is great to see. Are you further along than you thought you would be at this point?
A little bit, not majorly. I think it's important not to rush these things, you know what I mean? So I'm taking it step by step and just getting through each hurdle like one by one and just knocking them down basically. So yeah, I feel all right. I feel good at the moment.
Yeah, do you need the physios to hold you back at times? Because you're only a young lad. I'm sure you're so desperate to get out there. You need someone to hold you back and say, come on, you know, slowly, slowly.
To be fair, I'm always getting trouble for kicking balls around in the physio. So, John the physio and also James, who does the rehab with me, has helped a lot in just making sure I'm doing things right at the right stage and just waiting and just staying patient and that. So, yeah, it's been good.
Are you mentally tougher now, do you think, Jermaine? Because, it was a really serious injury, wasn't it, very early on in your career and at a point when you were absolutely flying as well?
I don't feel like I'm any tougher, but I guess as I get older, I think I can look back at this and when I'm maybe going through a down spell or something, another time I can refer to this and just keep my head up and stay strong and know that, you know, I can get through it. So, yeah, I think in that sense, it's definitely helped.
Yeah, because I remember when it happened and there was an interview with you a few days afterwards and you're actually very calm about it and quite philosophical and you said, well, this is part and parcel. It's going to happen to me at some point in my career and I'll get through it. Did it hurt you more than you made out, or were you just, genuinely just quite calm?
Initially, I'd say maybe the first 24, 48 hours it did, but after that it was like, well, look, it's done now and all I can really focus on is being stronger and coming back better and working on making myself better in other areas off the field, you know what I mean? Because that's all I can really do. There's no point in me dwelling on it and being upset and that. So, I wasn't lying. I was just like, well, okay, it is what it is. So I'll just get on with it.
Yeah, and I know there are, well, there's quite a few Posh fans actually that have seen it, obviously not initially, but now they've seen it as a bit of a blessing in disguise because there was a lot of talk about you moving in January. Now the Posh fans have got you a bit longer, so they're happy.
Yeah, all that speculation and that, yeah. I'm still here, ready to work, ready to play with the team, and I'm just looking forward to getting back with the boys, to be fair, and just enjoying football again.
Yeah, can it be a bit of a lonely time? Because I know while the players are off on holiday, you're there at the moment, still going through your paces.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely lonely. You're in earlier, you stay longer, your days are longer. Obviously, you spend most of your time in the gym when the boys are out training. Even now, I've been up here for a good 4 weeks since the season's finished now. So, yeah, it's lonely, but I guess it's football, you know what I mean? If you want to get better and better yourself, you've got to sometimes do stuff on your own and that. So it's not a problem. It's not a massive problem. Mm.
Lots has changed, actually, hasn't it, since the injury? Not least a change of manager. How do you feel about Grant now taking the team for next season and beyond?
Yeah, it'll be good. You know, I've played with Grant, so I haven't got a bad word to say about him. Everyone gets on with him well. He's a good guy and he's got all his qualifications and badges and that. So, yeah, it should be good. We've got a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, and I mean, you were playing very well, weren't you, as a team and yourself individually at the time you got injured. And at that point, it looked like the playoffs were definitely on. Is there the potential for that next season, do you think, and even more?
Yeah, of course. We've got a lot to look forward to. We've got obviously a lot of good players in our team. We've obviously got Mac, our manager, now. I think we should just all come back and obviously we're all going to work hard and then we'll just get a good team spirit together and we'll see what happens. But we've always got a chance because we're a good set of lads, do you know what I mean? So got a good start, so we've always be good.
Do you think you can hit the heights that you hit last season, Jermaine, having recovered from this injury? Can you get back to where you were?
Yeah, I'm going to have to be fair. I've got no choice, I need to. For the team, first of all, just so we can all play well in that. I think we're all going to work hard just to get back there, because that's obviously my personal goal as well, is to work as hard as I was doing to get back to where I was, because that's how I want to be playing every week.